the Megacetic for Thursday, January 4th, 2007. I'm Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, and it's time to start putting the wrong date on your checks. Well, it's a new year, so let's get the show on the road, shall we? Chris Kraft, a man who is quickly becoming one of my favorite bloggers, wrote a post yesterday that I find difficult to sum up in just an introduction. He had a few insights that spoke to me, partially because art and foreign language are both lumped outside the tightly knit group of core subjects. I continue to believe that a core subject should be any subject that prepares you for the real world. For me, for example, art classes were some of the most important core classes I had. But I digress. One thing that he wrote that sent a shiver down my spine was when he actually quoted another blogger named Christian. And here's the quote. "Instead, get kids to begin to define their stake in the world." He continues, "Otherwise, tomorrow's blogging assignment is merely yesterday's boorish PowerPoint presentation." My goodness, that's scary. For years, I fought against the idea of giving students an annual PowerPoint assignment as a half-hearted attempt to fulfill some technology integration requirement. And to see today's blogs become yesterday's PowerPoints would be like taking Web 2.0 and turning it into Web Beta. And yet, Chris and I have a similar dilemma. How exactly are we supposed to get our students to where they need to be with information literacy if we barely have the time to teach them our official subject areas? I mean, as much as I love my job, the kids I get to see most often are the ones in my art club, and our weekly meetings give me only an hour of instruction time with the kids, so setting up the back end involved in getting students to start blogging on their own is a lot harder than it could be for a classroom teacher that teaches the same grade levels I do. Well, I have three choices. I can whine about it, forget about it, or do something about it. I've just finished whining, and yes, it did make me feel better, thank you for asking. And I'm too much of a geek to just forget about it. So, it's about time I start doing something, right? The key thing I have to remember is that I'm not alone. I'm not the only teacher in this building. In some ways, I'm in a great situation because K-6 students have very few teachers. For those grades that do team teaching, I can collaborate with one teacher and actually cover every student in that grade level. And it's the upper grades that are more likely to be taught in teams, so good for me. So there's a way that I can divide the workload and get more face time with the students, provided I can get certain teachers into the whole blogging thing. That is my first step. Beyond that, there's still a lot of work. We'll simultaneously have to drill the students on internet safety, show them just how easy it is to blog, and comment on the blogs of others, and give them writing prompts that will encourage them to give answers that are more than just copied out of their textbooks. Yeah, I never said it would be easy, but that's why I'd be collaborating with another teacher. Together we could split the workload, and the whole thing would be much easier to do. Easier, not easy. Well, that's my show for today. If you have any questions or comments or criticisms, please feel free to email me at theartguy@gmail.com, or better yet, go to my website, academicaesthetic.com, and leave a comment in the show notes there. There's also a link near the top of the page that you can click on and send me an audio comment, and I might even play it on my next podcast, or netcast, or whatever. So, until next time, this is Aaron Smith, the Art Guy, saying stay subscribed, fare thee well, and never trust an opponent with an untapped mana source. Good for you if you get the reference. If not, don't worry about it.